Vegas, Cardiff. This is Nick.
Yes, this is Hudson returning our phone call.
Oh, hi, Hudson. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Can you repeat your name again, please?
Yeah, my name is Nick Chapman.
Oh, yes, Nick. Hi, Nick.
Good. Did you, you should have gotten an email from me yesterday. Did you get that?
I did get an email saying that you were my contact now, that you were aware you were, that I have been dealing with Gil, but from now on I would deal with you, and that you were working on my application.
Perfect. Okay, I just want to make sure that went through. Okay. So I'm working on your file here, and I wanted to touch base and just give you a progress report, more of an update.
Okay.
I'll just introduce myself, right? I'm the paper pusher, so I'm the boring guy. But I know you were looking for about 40 to 60,000, right?
Correct.
Okay. I don't have an approval yet. I'm working on everything, so I'm gonna touch base. I'm not sure if I'll be able to get to 40,000. We might be looking at something more like 15 to 20, based on the cash flow and your current balance with On Deck. We can't offer a first position where we pay off On Deck and then extend you another 40, because that would put us at too high. That would leverage the borrowing power of your business. That would leverage you. So we don't want to be involved in that. What we feel more comfortable with is giving you a second loan of a smaller balance that's more manageable for your cash flow, with the opportunity to refinance in a few months and take out more capital and pay off On Deck and get you into a long-term solution. So if we gave you 15 to 20 now, would that work? Would that help your business now?
Yeah, everything is like I said. I've been telling everybody that has called me, you know, from your company, I will accept it, because I believe that whenever you don't need the money is when you should get the loans, because when you need them, nobody wants to give you the money.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
So yeah, I would, but I mean, my biggest concern is, how, you know, what are the terms that you would be offering me?
That's always the most important part of it. So I'm going to hammer out the terms and the pricing. What we're thinking is, as far as the solution, I don't have the terms yet. I'm going to hammer out the pricing and get back to you with the exact numbers. But like I said, it looks like 15 to 20, probably on a short term, so that it maybe we can refinance you, get you more capital in a few months. Would you be, I mean, since you were looking for 40 to 60 now, if we got you 15, 20 now, do you expect to be looking for more capital in maybe 3 months?
Here's the thing. Here's what happens. I'm almost halfway from my loan with On Deck. And normally when I'm already halfway, they call me and they give me another deal. And I'm pretty sure that they would offer me somewhere around, you know, 30 to 40,000 if I were to, like, do something with them. So but if I take your loan, I would be jeopardizing those chances. Here's my thing. If you offer me something that is, you know, like the rate is dramatically less, or, you know, something, then I certainly am interested in pursuing a relationship with you, so that I can, you know, in 3 months refinance, because then, yeah, I will be jeopardizing my relationship or my opportunities with On Deck, but I'll have you to refinance in a couple of months, right?
Right. If you can get cheap money, what's the difference where it comes from? Right.
Exactly.
Right.
So,
just to give you realistic, I mean, second positions are never going to be cheaper than first positions because they're second positions, right? It's a higher risk. It's standing behind other debt. So I can probably get you something that's very close to the pricing you have with On Deck because we have really good rates. But the idea from our perspective is we just want to help you now with something and then in 3 months be able to refinance everything and give you a lower rate than On Deck as a first position and consolidate all your debt.